When is the last time you were embarrassed?
Oh my gosh.
Well, let's talk about it.
So before we get into the last time we was embarrassed, for our viewers, you have to tell us about the first time. And please tell us about this Big Tiffany story. From the beginning to the end. I need
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, when I was in fourth grade, okay, at Allenwood Elementary School, I fought the biggest girl in the class. And I want you all to know that I'm everything I'm about to say is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Tiffany was about 6'4", and I'm not exaggerating. She was 6'4".
In elementary school?
In the fourth grade. Jeez. And I know there's somebody watching this who went to Allenwood.
And knows
so
her.
You can chime in and validate this story. So something happened in the classroom. I'm gonna tell the story from the beginning. So something happened in the class where somebody asked her who she didn't like. And like who don't you like in class? Somebody was being messy. Why would they do that?
Why would they ask her that?
And if I had to guess, it was probably Charisse Nixon.
Oh, hey, Charisse, hey,
if
girl.
You're watching. But that sounds about... So she asked her, you know, who don't you like? Name the three people you don't like. Or she wrote Lillian.
Oh,
and that feels really unnecessary.
And what grade was this?
Four.
Oh, my.
Because why wouldn't you like not like me three times?
Or just put your name once. It's fine if you just don't like anyone else.
And pick two other people.
She was about that life early.
Okay. So somehow this leads to us having to fight. You know, like in elementary school.
You
have to schedule the fight. So like, y'all going to fight, you know, whatever. So I remember leading up to the fight, my best friend in elementary school was this guy named Mick. And he promised me that he was going to help me fight her. Like,
I got
you. She was such a tall girl
that he was going to beat her up.
That it was fair for him to jump in. This wasn't a situation where it was like you can't have a boy hit a girl. It was like no.
She's on a different level.
Actually, the two of us fighting her makes all the sense.
It makes equal. Gotcha.
Okay, so the day of the fight is here. My stomach is in knots. Like I am. No good. Because I know this fight has to happen.
Oh,
I think
God.
When we go to lunch. As we're lining up to go to lunch, Mick comes up to me with his then girlfriend, right? Arm around the girlfriend. Y'all, I'm in line, heading to, like, getting ready
to go.
Know, okay. He comes up and he's like, all right, look, I'm not going to jump in. But I'ma just, you know, I'ma make sure it don't go too bad. But I'ma just.
What do you mean?
This changes
the game.
Everything. The only way I had a shot at this
was with your help and support.
Okay, so I'm like, you know, taking it at ease. I'm like, oh yeah, no problem, it's fine. If I could have run home at that moment. I would have. So we get into the cafeteria, you know, they serve whatever they're serving for lunch. I can't even eat. My stomach is so.
Because you think you about to get beat up?
Oh my gosh. My stomach is just, in shambles. And so the end of lunch comes, we get in line and I remember her standing up in front of me, right? Y'all, she pushed me.
Mm.
Okay. Now, imagine being pushed clear across a football field. She pushed me so hard. I remember being like, okay. So I gathered myself. I got back up. I went to push her. She did not move.
What in the David and Goliath is happening today?
And I had no rock.
No rock. You were on, and you had no friend.
So,
You were on your
so
own.
So I jump up and steal her. I do. I get one good one in.
Mm.
What? You know, like I almost sliced it.
So I hopped down, was like, boom. She fell down. Boom.
I jump up. I steal her. And I'm gonna tell you honestly, I do not remember anything after that.
Did you black out? Did she
probably.
Hit you back? Oh my god.
I remember fighting her. And, like, I just wanted, I mean, I, you know, in my
you
mind, I'm like, somebody has
arms.
To break this up at some point. Like, at
you
some
woke
point.
Up in your mom's arms, like.
At some point, this fight has to end. And so, I remember we like went to the office or something, and they asked like how did the fight start, and she was like, "Yeah, I said, you know, I like Lillian." I'm like, "Why would you like this? Is not fair." Who started?
First of all, it's a lot of drama for fourth grade.
A lot of drama.
Even the girlfriend situation. Yeah. We're like, it's just too much.
And then my father, like, he came and picked me up, and I remember him being like, "Did you win?" I'm like, "Did you see her? Like, do you
no
think
way.
I won?"
No, but at least you fought back.
Can you beat her dad? Like, what is what?
Can
are
we
even
go back and do
me?
It again, please? Oh my
then
God.
The next day, I remember like I was so humiliated, but I had to like
come to school,
go back to school. Then I was late. Oh my
now
God!
And I got like, oh, that's the one I got. Put.
Oh, that's exactly what happened.
And they so mean in elementary school, so I know they didn't give you no grade.
And every time I got into an argument with somebody,
don't make me go get Big Tiffany. What'd you say? I go get her.
But then I got hip, and I was like, go well, can her. You beat her? Because no, you can't beat her. And y'all wouldn't fight her. So I really should be getting a little bit more respect for even fighting this girl.
Okay.
I mean, I ain't say it, but that's what, you know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking.
In hindsight, I'm like, ain't none of y'all gonna fight her.
Wouldn't have been me. You know, I'd have ran.
So, yeah.
I'd have ran.
So, anyway.
Prayed.
I remember, so then, like, I think another day I came to school, there was this guy, Antoine Lyons. He passed away. God rest his soul. I remember he ran up to me, and he was like, Lillian, we need to jump her. Me, you, Mick, who else? He named like LaRonda. He was like, we need to jump her. And I was like, let's leave her be. And let's let
I'm
this go.
I'm interested to know where she is now.
I'm not.
You know. She's going to watch the podcast and say, what's up?
You nothing.
No.
No, my husband's
like,
six,
I'm
seven.
Still
you
six.
Have to,
oh,
you want to take
speak.
That up. You want to take
stop
that up.
Stop putting
husband.
This girl on these guys. You gonna stop what you say? Come in, ma'am. I got a guy for you. Good Lord.
Where's my husband? Where? Yeah. Nobody's playing with you. Bye, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So that was my most, like, when I was younger.
Younger?
That was the most embarrassing thing when I was younger. What about you?
So, I share how I got beat up when I was young. But my most recent, gosh. So, I'm going to go with Dinner in Blanc. First of all.
Okay. You got to explain the concept for anyone who doesn't know.
Dinner in Blanc is this place that you don't know where you're going. You just know you're supposed to wear all white. You know you're supposed to bring your tableware. It's like a, what is it?
It is a nightmare, honestly.
Nightmare.
It's lovely. And
it's
I've done it before.
I have. I won't do it
but
again.
But there's nothing easy about
nothing
it.
Easy. You don't know where you're going. You meet there. You get on a bus. You still don't know where you're going. You have to carry your table, your stuff.
Your food.
If you're not going with your guy friend and you're going with your girls, like
you
we're
gotta
all,
carry
we're
all
carrying,
that stuff.
It's just, it was wild. And it was one of those moments I went with my good girlfriend. The Dinner in Blanc set up fine. By the time I got there, first of all, we're wearing white and I'm sweating because I sweat easily anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's in the summer. Mm-hmm. That's a mess. Fast forward, we're on a dance floor and we're having a good time. And I failed. But guys, let me explain this fall.
Whoa.
I am partying with people. We are just boom, boom, jamming. And I saw the curb that I was stepping up on. Mm. Like, I saw it. I don't know why my leg didn't lift. Mm. I don't know what happened. All I know is I fell face first.
Oh, God.
And I think the worst part about it, let's take out the fact that it's all white. And I have to finish out the rest of Dinner in Blanc.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Because can I leave?
Nah.
Because we did all this to get here, and mm-hmm. we're on a bus. Mm. I can't just leave. I could have Ubered, but, like, whatever, right? I could leave. But it was when I failed the concern of
you
everyone.
Just want people to get away from
just
you.
Move. I mean, I'm on the ground, and people are, like, covered around me. And I'm a grown-up. Like, when I say grown, this was, like, I don't know, 38, maybe? Mm. And people are, like, over top of me, like, oh, my God, does she need an ambulance? I'm like, no, I can still hear you guys.
Call the manager.
Just give me a second to get up off the floor. Just, it's not that easy just hopping up off the floor, gosh. Right? So people are like, oh, my idiot. It was so embarrassing that I when I got up, I appreciated everyone coming to me. Like, but as I'm walking back to my seat to never get up for the rest of the night, I'm also with my friends. And they're like, geez, it's okay, girl. It's not, guys. I just want to go sit down and have a seat for the rest of the night. And as I'm walking back, everyone's like, oh my God, I saw you. It was like a whole, you might as well just line up the whole, people were so sympathetic. Mm-hmm. At one point, someone even tried to help me up. I'm like, no, I got it, because that's worse. Please don't do that. So that was super embarrassing at this big age.
Mortified. I have a very similar story. I fell at my very good girlfriend's wedding. I fell at Santia's wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
At the reception.
In front of everyone?
I was mortified. Ooh. And to this day, I always say that if I did not understand how wedding receptions work and how people have paid per plate, I would have left. It was like the beginning of it was during the cocktail hour. Oh. We're all by the bar. I was sitting with one of my best girlfriends. It was her cousin. This was our first time meeting, and everybody had said, like, oh, Lindsay is so much fun. Lindsay, like, wait till you guys meet. You're gonna hit it off. So me and Lindsay are like at the bar. We are having a great time. Like, we are just giggling. Oh, we are laughing.
Everything is going so well.
Lindsay fell, right?
Wait, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, and I don't remember how Lindsay fell.
So she fell first.
Lindsay fell first.
What was on the floor?
To this day, I believe Lindsay kicked my chair, which caused me to fall. And what happened was I was sitting on a bar stool. You know how, like, when you wear heels.
You fell off the bar stool? Okay.
What? You know how you have your feet, like, when you wear heels, and you have your heel kind of, like, over the bar.
Mm. At the bottom. Do you know whole time I thought you felt like just walking across?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
The slowest fall.
That's the worst.
It's like, you know, I remember, I saw myself, and I could,
there was nothing you could do. There was nothing you could do.
So then I fell on top of Lindsay.
Two adults. On top of each other.
Let me tell you something.
What?
The craziest thing was, I literally just laid there. I thought.
She was praying, get off me.
I thought.
Get off me.
I was praying, God, if there's any way that you can make me literally sink into this floor, I do not want to get up and face these people. So I laid there. One of my best friends.
Oh my gosh.
Her cousin was there. I will never forget. He comes and he's in my ear. I'm still laid out on the top ground.
Oh, you're on the ground.
And he's in my ear and he's like, man, get up. Please.
I want to
put your shoe on. Lost my shoe.
Where is the shoe, Cinderella?
Put your shoe on. Get up. It was the most embarrassing thing. And Lindsay,
that's the cocktail hour. I mean, this is the beginning.
Yeah, so that means I have to.
You have to stay there.
And so, and Lindsay is so, like, she's so much fun. She's like, oh my God, what happened? I'm like, I want to go home. I want to go home. It was awful. And, you know, same thing. People are like, oh, it's no big deal. Just go have a good time. If I could have just, like, stayed in a corner for the rest of the night.
Oh my God.
I would have.
That was a really
bad one.
I did not know this whole time that it was off the bar stool. I thought you, like, fell across the floor.
No.
This changes things.
Off of a bar stool. And so I'm sure people thought, like, oh, they're drunk.
That's the worst.
But I wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. This had nothing to do with being intoxicated. This is literally, I fell, yeah.
Who was actually saved in my phone now as Lindsay, who I fell with. I will never change it. So I can be reminded every time she reaches out that we fell at this wedding together. I'm sure she kicked my chair. That's the only real explanation for it.
Listen, I can tell you one where I was embarrassed in front of people that I didn't know. And I'm not quite sure if being embarrassed in front of people you don't know hurts more than people you do know. I don't know.
Okay.
But this was work related.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. Uh-oh. When I used to work in D.C., mm-hmm. I didn't pay my tickets because I felt like I can just get in and out.
Okay.
It's fine. All right. I got another ticket. You know, D.C. is a different petty. So I was in a meeting doing my big sales meeting. And in this meeting, I had like the VP of everybody. Like, I'm in there I'm showing black girl magic.
Okay.
Winning deals.
Okay.
And so left out the meeting with my head high. I'm like, yes, I did that. And the people I'm walking with was like, you did fantastic. This is great.
Who are you walking with? I want you to set this up right.
Yeah, I'm walking with my manager, my manager's manager, and then a facilities manager. So it's four of us.
Okay.
One of them, my manager is the VP.
Okay.
So he's big wig. And my manager is also my manager. So he, you know, nobody's on my level.
Okay.
So my manager being so kind, it was like, let us walk you to your car.
Okay.
And I'm like, absolutely. You know, sure. That's the right thing to do. And as I'm walking up the streets, I see my car with the orange boots. And in this moment, they're talking, but it's fading. Because I'm like, what do I do, Jesus? I can't let them know I'm highly irresponsible.
No.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm like, shoot.
Oh, my God.
Trying to pivot. And so I'm like, oh, guys, you know what? I got to use the bathroom.
Okay.
That is also very childish.
Yeah.
But I had it. And my boss was like, well, we'll just wait. And I'm like, I insist you go. Because now I'm like, it's one of those situations. Because I would rather just have diarrhea than you see the boot. Uh-huh. I mean, like, I'd rather anything at this point. So they was like, are you sure? And I'm like, I'm sure. Gotta go. You know, whatever. So they leave. And I like fake go back into the building. And I'm watching them. So I call my dad. And I'm like, Dad, I need you to come get me. But here's what I said to my dad that was wild. Because my dad didn't have the best car.
Okay.
Don't pick me up in front of the building. He says, your car has a boot on it. What do you mean? I'll pick you up in what I want. Are you still putting on?
How dare you?
Are you still putting on like you got it together when you don't? He was like, I'm going to pick you up wherever the street takes me. So then I said, well, Dad, while you're on the way, I'm going to call DC, get this squared away, because I heard that if you call and pay, they'll take the boot off within 2 hours.
Okay.
Baby, I called. And the lady is, I'm telling her my tag, and she's typing, and I'm like, yeah. She was like, so this is how much you owe. That lady said $2,460. I will never forget. And I said, how much do I have to pay today to get the boot off? She was like, $2,400. I said, so what if, now I'm like, Google, who can I get off the street to get this boot? I said, y'all don't have payment plans? She was like, are you from D.C.? Nah, no. Because you got to live in D.C., to get a payment plan. So I go to Dad, who has the messed up car, and was like, I need
a DC address.
$2,460. He was like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna have to leave the car there, but you can't just leave it there. Long story short, I was able to get my way out of being embarrassed with my coworkers, but that, like, I was so stressed.
I thought
I was gonna have a heart attack. I did not have the money to pay it. I figured it out. Okay. I was super immature in this season. Okay. But that was very, I don't know if I was more embarrassed. I was more embarrassed with my coworkers, but my dad also made me feel like, you got to get it together.
Yeah.
You know, you get a car, it's like, oh, here we go. Now I'm getting scored for being there. So you don't see the tickets. They send you letter after letter after letter. They do.
And they ignored them all.
So that,
you know, I'm laughing pretty hard for a person who also had a boot on her. And it was right in front of my office building, but I wasn't walking out with my manager. I was just walking out with, like, a very annoying coworker.
Oh, which is equally as annoying.
And like, I just remember walking out, and I saw it, and I just kept walking. She's like, I think there's a note or something.
On your car.
You know, they put that, like, they put something on your windshield.
They do. It's a big, it's, I can still see it. Yeah. Violation. Flat.
It's something. And I just walked by. I was like, oh, no, I don't think.
That's not that. Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So, and same thing. I just had to call and pay, and it's so
embarrassing, because it reminded me, like, girl, you think you could dodge this bullet? Mm-hmm. All that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, to walk out and feel like you on this power trip and realize you really ain't nothing for real. You really do not have it together. Girl, try again.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that was super embarrassing for me.
Oh, my God.
I got one. One last one. Don't.
What?
Laugh.
Okay.
But you can. Because this was like maybe a year ago. Last time we had a snowstorm. Maybe two years.
Okay.
I was literally just going. I don't even know if I was going to the mailbox. I fell so hard on ice. But it wasn't a fall. Like, you know, when you're younger, you can
bounce right up.
Yeah, you know. This thing, not only did I fall, I slipped and I like slid. Ooh. But here is the beauty of Jesus. I didn't realize I can get up as quick as I did. Okay. You want to know why? Because I knew I was on somebody's ring. I know that either my ring caught it, my neighbor's ring caught it, and I wanted to make sure my son didn't see it. Because he would also like, yeah, so that was embarrassing only because I didn't realize like I'm at the age where I can't just.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's once I slip, it's over. I'm gone. It's done. Slide down the hill. See you later. Bye. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's the last time I, like, fall. But, yeah, I try not to, like, I try not to get as embarrassed. I try to handle it a little bit differently, you know, now at this big age. But, baby, I still.
Do you still get embarrassed in front of, like, your husband? Like, if you were to, like, fall or something like that?
Yeah, because my husband is probably the worst of them. Like, he's great, but he's going to be, like. What were you thinking? He's that guy. You know what I mean? Okay. So, yeah, I would still surely get embarrassed. Like, if I fall, he's going to jump to Karen first.
Okay.
He'll, you know, but then he'll crack jokes. Like, you all right, old lady? You know what I mean? Like, you good? You know, but I definitely still get embarrassed. I haven't been, like, embarrassed in front of him in a while, but yes, for sure.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm sure I would probably still get embarrassed. I think probably more recently... I remember, do you know how when you buy chicken broth and when you twist it open, how it automatically pops? So I didn't realize that. I don't know if it's always been that way. And so I posted it on social media, like, after, like, 3 bottles of me trying to open this and me about to go report it to a manager, like, hey, guys... something's going on here.
Something's going on. Somebody's poking holes.
Somebody's in the chicken broth. Every single bottle. And I realized, like, after I asked social media, and of course, like, immediately 20 people wrote me back, like, yeah, no, that's how that works. So, like, something like that where I'm like, yeah. You probably should have just asked your group chat. Shut it down. Social
media. Yeah, stuff like that does embarrass me, but I usually keep it to myself.
Yeah, that was on me. I should have just texted you first. Text me instead of.
But I'm also the friend to be like, girl, really? This will be doing?
Because I had thrown out a whole one. I was like, oh my God. And then the second one, I'm like, wow, somebody really went through all of the bottles. You know, maybe by the third one is when I realized.
Like, nah, what are you doing? Okay. You should know this by now.
Yeah.
All right. I think this would be a good opportunity before we decide if we're laughing or crying on this one. Obviously, we're laughing because it's embarrassing stuff, right? But I think it would be a good chance for our viewers to email us.
Yes.
Email us some of your embarrassing moments. And we want the embarrassing moments recently. Like, we all got embarrassing moments when we were kids.
Yeah, everybody got beat up by somebody big when they were, right?
Yeah. No. Not by a 6'4" man woman that you had. No, ma'am. But if you can share with us your most embarrassing moments, that would be great. We just want to chime in and you can join the conversation with us. So, we laughing or we crying, girl?
We're laughing.
We're laughing for sure. Yeah. Good.